From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Russian warplanes have continued bombing targets in Syria. The Kremlin says its planes targeted what it called terrorist organizations, amid reports that it has intensified attacks on rebel strongholds. The attacks came just a few hours before a truce, brokered by the United States and Russia, is scheduled to take effect at 22 hours UTC. The Syrian opposition's umbrella group, the High Negotiations Committee, said in a statement that 97 groups have committed to observing the ceasefire, but the Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights charged that Russia has accelerated its attacks on rebels opposed to the Assad government. Iran's interior minister has extended the voting in elections for the country's parliament and general assembly. The ministry said that people were still waiting in line to vote. As Edward Uranian reports from Cairo, it's the first election since Iran reached a nuclear deal with six world powers.
State TV showed voters across Iran giving their reasons for their choices. A man with a young child said he was voting for his children's future, while an older woman said she wanted to foil Iran's enemies who are plotting against the country. A correspondent for Iran's Al Alam TV at a major Tehran polling station said turnout was beyond expectations and that long lines of voters had shown up to express their support for their country and its Islamic system. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
For more on these stories, please visit our website. This is VOA.